This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Governor Polis was in Golden Friday to sign a bill aimed at helping main streets across the state. The legislation provides $30 million of state stimulus funds. It'll help communities pay for things like improving bike lanes and walking areas and outdoor dining and shopping. Golden was one of many cities that turned parking spaces into outdoor seating during the pandemic. Other communities have shut down entire blocks to traffic to give residents and residents more breathing room. The CU Buffs men's basketball team is one of 64 schools in the NCAA March Madness tournament. They play their first game today. Here's CPR's Corey Jones.
The Buffs earned a fifth seed, the highest they've ever had in the tournament. They've not made it past the first round since 2012. To do so today, they'll have to beat Georgetown, the Big East Conference champions. CU, however, is looking to rebound from last weekend's loss in the Pac-12 conference title game. The entire March Madness tournament is taking place in Indiana. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Tip-off of that Buffaloes game is set for 10:15 this morning. And this year's national invitation tournaments are also underway, featuring the best teams that did not make the March Madness tourney. Colorado State's men's team won last night in a thriller and play again Friday. And the CU women's team faces Nebraska in the second round of the NIT today. Another warm day of temperatures for the Front Range, and then more rain and snow is on the way tomorrow. You're listening to CPR News.